What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Gospel and Love podcast, and happy Wednesday. So I didn't post a podcast for Sunday, and I really don't have an excuse as to why I didn't post one. I just didn't, because I was tired and there was a lot going on, but that's no excuse. But I am back today with another episode, and today we're going to be talking about the Romans Road to Salvation. So make sure to go check out my most recent post. I reposted this video I made a couple months ago. It's basically called The Romans Road to Salvation, and it's basically just a visual of everything we're going to be talking about today, because I know that some people are visual learners, so it's easier for them to see something rather than just hear it. So make sure to go check that out and look at it, share it with your friends and family, and yeah. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to get started. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, and thank you for everything. Thank you for life. Thank you for the ability to still be able to be on this earth and still being able to live for you. Please give me clarity of thought, and please give the listener clarity of thought. Please allow them to learn something new today, and please allow me to get your message across. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, this is the most important podcast I have ever made, because we're talking about salvation, and choosing to accept Christ into your life is literally the most important decision you will ever make. Yes, picking what job you're gonna go work for, that's important. Picking a college is important. Picking who you're gonna marry or date or whatever is important. But choosing to accept Christ into your life, making him your personal Lord and Savior, is the most important decision you will ever make. Ever. And that's the main reason why the devil likes to overcomplicate it. And so I wanted to make this episode to show how simple it is. Because if the devil can overcomplicate salvation and make you think it's complicated, then it just pushes you further away. But yeah, so I just lost my train of thought. You know what? That's okay. We're just gonna get started anyway. But salvation. The word salvation, biblically, is the act of being rescued from danger and being delivered into a place of safety. It's just that, the act of being rescued from danger and being delivered into a place of safety. The act of being rescued from danger. You're being rescued from eternal destruction, eternal torment. Because as human beings, we all deserve hell. We all deserve death. We all deserve eternal death. But salvation is the act of being rescued from that and being delivered into a place of safety. And that place of safety is the Father's arm and eternity with the Father. If you watch the video that I posted, you'll see that at the very beginning it says you need childlike faith. You really do need childlike faith. And I want you to think about what that means throughout this podcast. Childlike faith. So we're going to take a pretty long, intensive trip through the book of Romans. So I want you to get your Bibles out, and I actually need you to get them out for this podcast. Get your Bibles out and turn to the book of Romans. I just want you to imagine that you're on a road, okay? And let's just get this over with to begin with. This podcast isn't just for those who don't know who Christ is and who haven't accepted him into their life. This podcast is for baby Christians, non-Christians, older Christians. It's for everyone and anyone. If you have already accepted Christ into your life, then this podcast can be a good reminder, a good lesson, just so you can refresh your memory on the Romans Road to Salvation. And maybe this is something that you can share with someone else. But if you already know the Romans Road to Salvation, continue listening, because you might learn something new, and you're able just to relearn it and just put it into your long-term memory. But like I said, get your Bibles out, turn to the book of Romans, and imagine you're on a road, okay? And that's why it's called the Romans Road to Salvation. Just imagine you're on a road. And the first place we are driving up to, I guess, on this road is Romans 3:23. So turn to Romans 3:23 and let's read that. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God's glorious standard is for us to be like His Son. But the thing is, His Son is perfect. And us, God's children, we are far, far, far from perfect, and we are constantly slipping up. We're slipping up because we're constantly taking part in our sinful desires. Thus, we're falling short of the glory of God. The glory of God is perfection. And since we cannot be perfect, we have fallen short. So this verse is basically saying every single person on this earth has sinned and every single person has fallen short of the glory of God. So no one is perfect. No one is better than anyone else. The next verse that we're going to be looking at, the next place we're driving up to on this road, is Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans 6, 23. And let me turn there. Y'all, I'm on my iPad because I just wanted to see how this worked out, but it's choosing to go really slow today. Okay, it worked. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the wages of sin is death. Wages meaning price. The price for sin is death. And since Romans 3:23 just said, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God," that means every single person who has sinned, they deserve death. That means you, me, everyone deserves death. But then the last part of this verse says, "But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." See, God created a way to make sure we don't have to experience eternal death and eternal torment. He created a way for us to receive eternal life and not eternal death. So we can receive eternal life. And the only way we can receive that eternal life is through Christ Jesus our Lord. So the price for sin is death. We deserve death. But God offers this amazing gift, which is called eternal life. And eternal life is only available through Christ Jesus our Lord. And if someone is saying that you can get eternal life through other earthly things, then you can already say, nope, you're lying. Because Romans 6:23 says it's only available through Christ Jesus our Lord. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." I really love this verse so much. I feel like it's sometimes, I know this is bad, but I feel like sometimes verses are overused. And when verses are overused, they sometimes start to not lose their meaning, but people start to forget how powerful a verse is. And I feel like that's what happened to Romans 6:23. We use this verse so much and we repeat it so much that sometimes we forget how powerful this verse is. This verse is literally saying, hey, you deserve death. You deserve eternal death. You deserve to go to hell. But God is offering you this gift that is totally free. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to give Him anything. He's offering you this gift that is totally free. And it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. That verse is just so, 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 so powerful. Okay. The next place we're driving up to on this Romans road is Romans 5:8. Romans 5:8 says, "But God proves his own love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But God proves his own love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So God loves his children. He loves his children. And that's honestly, to me, it seems pretty obvious, because he extends so much grace, so much mercy, so much patience, so much compassion. He's just pouring out all of this stuff. He has all the fruits of the Spirit. God loves his children so much that he sent his son, his only son, to die for us. And the thing is, he wasn't letting his son die for perfect people. No. He sent his son to die for sinners. He sent his son to die for the very people who were going to crucify him. He sent his son to die for earth that hated him, that was trying to literally kill him and get rid of him and get rid of his teaching. That's how much God loves his children. He loves his children so much that he sent his only son to die for people who were still taking part in sin. For people who hadn't yet chosen to turn away from sin. He sent his son to die for those people. And I just can't explain how, like, my mind's just blown whenever I read that verse, because I'm like, someone loves me that much to let his only son die. Like, someone loves me so much that even through all my sin and even through all my crappy mistakes, he still let his son die for me. Someone wanted to die for me. And that just gets me every time. It just puts me in check. I'm like, Alyssa, God loves you so much, and you can never doubt the love he has for you, because you can see in the scriptures that if he didn't love you, he wouldn't have sent his son to die for you. Now, whenever I think about Romans 5:8, I think about a relationship between parents and their children. And parents love their children. Most parents love their children and wouldn't let anything happen to them. And they would do anything for their children. And just knowing that this father, like, yeah, he loved his son, but he also loved his children, and the love he had for his children was just so big that he chose to let his son die for them. It just blows my mind every single time I think about it. God loved us so much that he sent Christ to die for our sins. And since Jesus Christ died for our sins, we have the opportunity to receive salvation and spend eternity in heaven. Because this perfect man died for my sins, I now have the opportunity to receive salvation and spend eternity in heaven. I have the opportunity to have eternal life and not eternal death. But here's the thing. There's a few things you have to do to receive salvation. You have to openly declare Jesus is Lord, and you have to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's it. You have to openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Okay, I want to read one more verse. It is Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Romans 10, verses 9 through 10. It says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." one believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. Okay, I'm going to read it in another version really quick. The other version is the NLT. It says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. I just love that verse so much. Because it really just shows how simple salvation is. Guys, people, the world will always try to overcomplicate salvation. When in reality, it's not hard at all. The verse literally tells you what to do to be saved. It says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's it. Declare that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. Guys, it's that easy. It's that easy. And it makes me so upset when people try to just add extra steps onto salvation. They're like, oh, if you want to be saved, you have to declare that Jesus is Lord. You have to believe God raised him from the dead. And you have to do these five other things. No. There's only two things you have to do. It's not some 5, 6, 10-step process. You just got to do two things. You have to openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. The verse literally says, believing in your heart is how you are made right with God. And openly declaring your faith, that's how you are saved. Salvation in itself, being saved from destruction and being placed into the Father's hands, it just makes me so grateful. It just shows me how loved I am. Salvation is literally being rescued from eternal death. You're being rescued from hell. And you're being delivered into a place of safety, which is the Father's arms, and which is eternity in heaven, eternal life. Guys, salvation is so simple. And I know lots of times people will tell you what to pray, and then you have to say a certain prayer to be saved, and that's not true. Like I said, the verse says you have to openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. There's no specific prayer that you have to say. You don't have to repeat the words of your pastor to be saved. You have to do what Romans chapter 10 verses 9 says. Now, I'm going to encourage you to pray because I believe that's important. You need to pray and you need to have a conversation with God, because having that conversation is important. But I'm just going to encourage you to have that conversation with him and say, hey, Jesus, or just say, God, I want you to be in my life. Just talk to him. Just pray to him. Say, I believe that Jesus is Lord and I believe that you raised him from the dead. All you have to do is have a conversation with him. It's not supposed to be some scary, intimidating thing. It's supposed to be real simple. It's just a conversation between you and your Father. But that's all for today's episode. Yeah, that's all for today. I'm going to read off the verses again really quick, just in case you want to write them down. But the first verse was Romans 3:23. The second verse was Romans 6:23. The third verse was Romans 5:8. And the fourth verse was Romans 10:9-10. Again, make sure to go check out my Instagram page for the post of this video, so you can check out the video and share it and all that fun stuff. But let's pray and we'll be done. Lord God, thank you so much for this Wednesday. Just thank you for giving me the words to speak. Thank you for just speaking through me. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for rescuing us. Thank you for rescuing me. Please allow the words that are spoken today to resonate with the listener. If they are already saved, please just allow them to remember what was said and just let them apply that to their long-term memory and just remember it. If a listener is not saved, please just let them get to know you and come to know you and become your child. Please allow myself and the listener to stay curious and want to learn more about you each and every day. I love you and I thank you for everything you have done in my life and in the listener's life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.